If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Obviously, one of the top backs that's available because he does a little bit of everything. But yeah, man, that running back right there, Braylon Allen, man, that little dude there is tough as nails, man. Let me tell you something. So thank you. Appreciate you for putting him on my radar, brother. Thank you for that. All right. What's up, Demis? Shout out to you. Appreciate you as well for being here. Quaveda says this is the most talented draft and deepest draft in a while. Saints got to have a good draft this year. This is the future you draft. And yeah, indeed, bro. Good call on that. Brother Devon says, I want a QB, but I think we get a tackle or a defensive lineman. Okay. Thank you, bro. Yeah, maybe later, man. They do have some quarterbacks that's available in the fourth round. Like we was talking about that because fans like you like any of these quarterbacks? Do we take a quarterback? You look at Caleb Williams. They got Caleb Williams. And my favorites is Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. And no disrespect to Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina. He's 6'4", about 230 pounds. He got like 23 or 24 touchdowns. I forget. And he is single digits in the interceptions, but that sounds pretty good until you then put Jaden Daniels statistics up there. He threw for over 3,800 yards. He had like 40 touchdowns against 4 interceptions, you know, and he don't have the NFL girth like Drake May does. May is 6'30". So he's a heavy, tall quarterback, 6'4", 230. But Jaden is 6'4", 210, but he can put on the weight. But Jaden Daniels beats you multiple ways. Like he almost threw for 4,000 yards, had 40 touchdowns in the SEC. The only reason why LSU didn't win a championship because their defense was really bad. But had they had a defense, man, they would have won. I really do believe they would have won a championship this year with Jaden Daniels. He was ready. He broke all of Joey Burrow's records. Jaden Daniels is the truth, man. A lot of people are sleeping on Jaden Daniels. And many aspects challenges Caleb Williams. I think a lot of people see Caleb as the most established guy over the last several years. He won the Heisman. Jaden also won the Heisman. So, I mean, a lot of people are sleeping on Caleb Williams. I think Chicago makes him the first round pick. They kind of settled in. But teams like New England and all these other teams, they know what time it is with Jaden Daniels. You get Jaden Daniels there, you know, work him in there slow. And I think that's what's the New England. I think he's going to end up going to New England. That's what I think, unless the team moves up there ahead of him. But I think New England is probably where he's going to end up. But I have him as my second best quarterback, really right up under Caleb Williams. And then after that, I would definitely put Drake May there. And I'm not saying he's not a top three quarterback, but you know, like I said, man, I think, you know, you got him up there. You got Michael Penix up there. You know, you got J.J. McCarthy up there. You got to put Bo Nix up there. He had a pretty phenomenal season for Oregon. So he's up there. And then later on, then you got the next. And I think Michael Penix Jr., a lot of people don't see Michael as a first round. I see him as a first round pick. I do. I see maybe toward the, you know, later on in the first round of the draft. But Bo Nix, something like that, is a second round pick. You got the kid from South Carolina, Rattler, who's interesting. I don't know where he goes there, but Michael Pratt is a guy that should be in second or third And then you got guys like Jordan Travis. Now, Jordan Travis is a guy that I often speak highly about Jordan Travis because last year he played 11 games. He had 20 touchdowns. But the thing is, against two interceptions, but he has, you look at his situation, his play over his career at Florida State. The dude is awesome, bro. Like when he was coming out, we talked about Jalen Hurt. And they were talking about Jalen Hurt wasn't a passer of the ball and all this kind of nonsense. And he was talented because a lot of times at Alabama, he would beat you with his athleticism because he was the fastest man on the field. But he was a sneaky good passer, but people would just hate on him and disrespect him. Oh, he always running around the field. Well, he knew that if he wasn't a pass that he liked, he could take it down. You couldn't get to him. You couldn't catch him. So he would exploit that. But when he transferred to Oklahoma, he made it a point in his last year to prove to people that he was a passer and he can run. And he showed a lot of people. And people had him mocked to go in the third and fourth round and, where the Eagles picked him up at. So, am I saying that Jordan Travis gives me Jalen Hurt vibes? Man, listen, that's a lot to put on a young fella. But let me tell you, the dude could play the game. He's accurate. He's smart. He didn't fall apart when stuff hits him. He's really good on the run. Like, he can process stuff very quickly. And if the play breaks down, he scrambles out, has good athleticism, and could throw really well on the run. He keeps his eyes upfield when he breaks out on a run, and he's always dangerous to make a play with his feet or with his, or with his arm. And he has a very good degree of accuracy too. So, but he has things he has to work on. But the dude is a solid young quarterback. And because he was hurt last year, and they say he's supposed to be ready in April, fam, don't sleep on him. If he's available in the fourth round and you're the New Orleans Saints, you take Jordan Travis as your quarterback. You take him. And he will eventually be your starting quarterback for the next 5 to 8 years. You won't get people are going to be thinking a lot about that as well. About Jordan Travis as well, but the guy could play the game, and he's already slated to come back. We'll see what it looks like. But if he slides to you at the fourth round, that's a steal. Cause if he was healthy, he'd be a top five quarterback in a draft. That's how good the guy is. So we'll see, man. We'll see how it all works. But yeah, man, I really like him. And then another, like a quarterback that's actually pretty good. That's more of a developmental aspect. That I like a lot is Big Joe Milton III from Tennessee. Big quarterback, 6'5", 230 plus pounds. The man had 20 touchdowns this past year against 5 interceptions, in 12 games. So he was a good quarterback for Tennessee. Overall, you got to work on him a little bit, but the dude has probably one of the biggest arms in the draft, and you got to work on his stuff. But he had 20 touchdowns against 5 interceptions. So people saying his accuracy is all this. That's why that man, listen, man, the dude started in the SEC. He had 20 touchdowns against 5 interceptions. It wasn't 20 touchdowns against 10 interceptions. So he does exhibit the fact that he does have some accuracy because he ain't throwing the ball to the other team, but 5 times in all of the pass attempts that he had. But you got to watch out for a little sneaky hate like that because they'll throw dirt on him to devalue him so that the other team throwing dirt end up turning up being the team that draft him because they just, they'll dirty him up and then he'll drop right into their hands and they'll draft him. They do that kind of stuff. All is fair in love and football. So anyway, but yeah, that's a couple of the things, man, just talking about some of the quarterbacks that a lot of people like to hear quarterback talking. Do the Saints actually take a quarterback? All this kind of old beautiful stuff. We'll see how it all goes. All right. Brian says, I think we're going to see Clint pick in a draft, though. Yeah, starting to look like that. J. Rod, how you doing, brother? Say, AQ, any word on who else the Saints are targeting in free agency? No, bro, no word on nothing yet. Like I said, there was nothing the first person they brought in, like Avonte Maddox, was nothing done on that. But the Saints are looking at some talent there, insofar as that. But the offensive line signing was kind of sneaky. It was under the the report of the Chase Young thing was the more splashier signing, of course, but the Saints addressed both positions, offensive line and defensive line, with moves today. So nothing right now as it stands, bro, but you might hear something tomorrow, though. It might get the moving. Now, Mars has already checked it out, but you're right about the name, BQ. Okay, thank you, bro. Appreciate you there. All right. Okay. Yeah, brother Brent, thank you, man. Says if we want to use highlights to help any good QB look good, just play cards. Yes. Yeah, play some car highlights, man. Yeah. But see, that's the thing though, Brent. The thing is when we talk about, Derek Carr under Pete Carmichael, that might be a different effect. You got Clint Kubiak coming in, and he's a guy that I ain't gonna say he knows more than him, because I don't think he knows more than, but I think he has a complete skill set in terms of his seriousness. Like, he's a pretty serious dude about his job, right? He is a Kubiak by blood, obviously, and what that means is he is heir to the Kubiak knowledge base in terms of the offense, which means that he was brought up and being taught by this offense since he was a child, playing football, moving into all this kind of old stuff. So he was groomed for what he's doing. It's a difference. Like, you have Peyton Manning and Eli Manning when they was with Archie and all these kind of stuff. And then you got Arch out there in Texas with the Texas Longhorns. Those guys were groomed to play the QB position from a small child. Kubiak's been having that offense. And what I'm saying is he takes it very seriously. He also has a temperament about him and a seriousness about him. He's big on the intangibles, the stuff like the accountability stuff. He's big on accountability. One of his main things that he admitted in several different interviews that I've listened to was the fact that he likes to make practice extremely stressful. And I played that interview several times on the show previously when he first signed him on. So, like, listen to what this guy is saying and see if you like him. So I played all the coaches that they signed here just to hear if you guys like how these guys and what's the philosophy and some of the stuff that they talk about, because it's usually a time frame between when they sign them and you actually talk to them. So these things been signed Kubiak, but you haven't, there wasn't, to my knowledge, any interviews that was done where they was talking about this, that, and the third, So you might not hear him for a while. But like I said, when it comes down to him, he's a guy that does have some of those really major attributes that we lacked in the offensive room last year, which is we don't want no Kyle in the quarterback. Obviously, that's going to be amped up because of the fact of where the Saints are. They're going into the third year under Dennis Allen. It'll be the year in which they finally have to push to break the playoff curse that we've been that we've been under for the last 3 years. So he has to get that done. So Clint Kubiak will be tasked with getting Carr on code so that we make this move happen. The offense must flow. It must flow. So you have to fix the offensive line, get the proper personnel to get together. You also have to get, which will also bring the running game. We got to get that running attack going so we can kind of take the, I ain't gonna say take the pressure off Carr, but it's a role where the running attack should be the first thing you hit them with. Then Carr off the back of the play. That's like happened last year, like in the final game of the season, when we seen Carr at his best is when he was in league or in combination with the running attack. He was playing off of the running attack. We were running the football and he was playing off of that running attack. He was operating that way. He looked more comfortable right there. But when you ask him to go out there and really land on the line and win with him throwing 40 times, you're not going to win no games like that. So we kind of figured, like, we know it has to be a balanced approach with Carr, because once again, remember, he come into another year. You got to learn a whole new system, and not just him, but the entire team. So we'll see how they look at that. But thank you, Brent. Appreciate that. I'm trying to say thank you very much. Picking me up and bringing me back to this world. All right. Appreciate that, bro. Much love. What's up, Demi? Shout out to you. Says, Mercy, we must do better at the QB position. Molly Mall says, check out running back East Time. Okay. Is that his name? East Time? Is that how you pronounce him? All in all? Notre Dame's East Time. All right. Okay. Hold on. Let me write that down. All right. East Time. All right. All right. Okay. 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 I already pulled him up. Aldrick Easton. Okay. From Notre Dame, 5'11", 230. Okay. Okay, over 1,300 yards. He averaged 6.5 yards rushing and 18 touchdowns. Not bad. Okay. I'm going to have to look at some film on him, man. They got a lot of really good running backs. It's so unfortunate that they considered the running back position extremely devalued. Quavada says, Q, do you think we grab Breeden Rice, Jerry Rice in the draft? I don't know, bro. All is possible, man. Anything's possible. I can say we could definitely use a wide receiver in a draft, right? I mean, I wouldn't be upset if the Saints took one, you know, later on in the draft. I know they got quite a few wide receivers that if the Saints felt that they wanted to address the, you know, the wide receiver position, there are quite a few guys that's available from the wide receiver position. I mean, that will be available. I mean, I don't know about Odunze from Washington, but Brian Thomas Jr. could be available. I mean, he really could be available. And I really like him. I would really like to go from Michael Thomas to Brian Thomas Jr. from Kane guard Mike to Brian Thomas Jr. 6'4", 200 plus pounds, running a four three three, whatever it was. He's a big guy that can really move, you know. From and I know I'm throwing my LSU people out there, man, but the dude had he had 17 touchdowns last year, bro. You know, he had 17 touchdowns and he averaged like 17 yards per catch. Brian Thomas was an absolute wildebeest. Now, Malik Nabers gets it because he's phenomenal. But Brian Thomas Jr., man, it would be awesome. I think he would be there when the Saints, you know, draft. And, of course, there's other guys that you can look at, like Mitchell from Texas, Adonai Mitchell. You know, you got
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Guys like Xavier Worthy. I like Keon Coleman a lot from Florida State. I like him a lot, man. He'll win you a lot of jump balls to help you out. Troy Franklin is another good one that I like. And then they got some of the small guys as well that if you want to go that route, Xavier Leggett, I think is a pretty top guy. They got a ton of really good wide receivers that'll be available if the Saints choose to go that way. So like I said, the draft is a solid draft this year in a lot of places. So depending on what the Saints want to do, man, I mean, we'll see how it all goes. Okay, let me keep it going, man. Pelican notices, Q, did you hear Lattimore for Chicago Bears, number ninth overall draft pick? No, I did not hear that rumor. I hear a lot of rumors, but I did not hear that one. All right, DLP 20. What's up, fam? Says, I like Penix. This dude is going to be something. He has the smarts and big arm accurate for a deep draw like Bo Nix. Joe Milton is a sleeper. Yeah, I agree with you on Joe. Bo Nix is a guy that a lot of people not talking about because, you know, he really elevated his game since he left Auburn. He went up there and really turned into something special. And really, a lot of people had Bo Nix ahead of Michael Penix Jr. until he beat him later on in the year. Then he flip-flopped that thing. But Michael Penix Jr. is being major league disrespected because of his injury history. Even though he passes the test, they're still looking at Michael Penix like as some kind of risk. And Michael Penix Jr. is a solid quarterback, man. Accuracy, intelligence, the dude could play the position. And you got to win if you get him, man. So that would be cool if the Saints drafted that brother. Klaus, it looks like Joe Milton is the QB out since he fall into the fifth round. Yeah, they see him as a developmental guy. DLP says Jordan Travis, another guy that could be developed. Yeah, man, listen, that is a guy that people need to look out for. Jordan Travis, man, if the Saints see him in the fourth round, they need to grab him. He's better. He'll be a better quarterback than, no disrespect to Jake Haener. But Jordan Travis is a dude that could turn into more than just a solid starter for you. I mean, he could really do something really big for your team. And if you get him for a fourth rounder, he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder for the rest of his career. And I'm telling you, he's a solid prospect. He's a solid prospect. They better take him if he's there. Did you not? You got Derek Carr, who is an older quarterback, 3 years, I think, remain on this deal. Jake Haener is cool, but Jordan Travis, to me, is better than Jake Haener. No disrespect to Jake Haener, you know, but I you take a Jordan Travis, man, I guarantee you, you match them two together, Jordan Travis going to come out that thing. I'm just saying, you know, no disrespect to Jake, man. I like Jake a lot, but this different stuff going on. He has levels to this stuff, to be honest with you. All right, Jarrell said he's like Big Joe. Yeah, Joe Milton, man. They sleeping on Joe Milton, too. They got him going late, calling him a raw project. The dude could play, man. Pelican says, Q, the Saints don't have a fourth-round pick. They have four or five. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they're going to package two of those and move up. You got to. You got four fifth-round picks sitting there. You got to package some of them picks, and you got to move up there and get another player. So, you know, I promise you they're going to do that. They're not going to sit there with four fifth-round picks. They're going to take two of them and try to move up back into the fourth round. They got to do that. You know, they got a lot of picks they can deal with. So they got some room to move, you know. All right. Nito said, I have a question. Is Trey Turner still on? No, he's not. He's not. Trey Turner is not on the roster. He had a 1 year deal with the Saints. And soon as the league year switched over, he's officially a free agent. But there was a rumor that the Saints were interested in signing him. I don't know how true it was, but I did hear that rumor on the street. They went interested in it. Travis Jones says, Q, what the hell is A. Peterman? what is he coming to NOLA to do to take up space? Another Vegas Raider. Fam, I was feeling like you too, and I had a collage. Shout out to our video editors, man. Been doing phenomenal work with these highlights. I told the family members a while that we hired two video editors that have been doing a good job of rolling our highlight film. So if y'all see some of our new video highlights that we're rolling out, please feel free to share those on Twitter or X, whatever the hell you call it, Facebook, you know, and kind of pump that out there because, you know, there's a new one that just was released prior to the show about Nathan Peterman. And it shows like a lot of his highlights. It shows some of his arm strength. It shows his athletic ability. It shows what some players were saying about Peterman, so people can get an idea of who Nate Peterman is. And, you know, did we miss something, you know, and the highlight film, you know, the film kind of shows some stuff, and I don't know if it'll change your mind, but it'll at least show you a few things about Peterman, man, that you probably didn't know, you know? So Mark says, Pew, they should be paying you for making, paying us, brother. All of us for making them look good, man, because the Black and Gold Nation is the best looking in the business, baby. That's how we see it, man. Shout out to you, brother. All right, Lori. What's up, Lori? Shout out to you. What's up, KB? Shout out to the Queens out there, man. Appreciate y'all being here. All right. Yeah, yes, indeed. Lad, the wide receiver from, where is he from, man? What's the kid? You talking about, what's his name? McConkey. Yeah, from Georgia, the wide receiver from, yeah, that little dude is tough as nails, man. Yeah, they got a lot of really good guys out there. Professor know his stuff, man. All right, Jack says, do you have a picture of Pete? Yeah, I think they got a picture of Peterman, bro. I mean, you know, I think they got one up there, man. It can't be worse than that other brother picture we just showed not too long ago, bro. You know what I mean? It can't be worse than this, man. What's wrong with a dude that do this, man? I mean, what's the problem? What's going on here? What is he staring at, Jason, Freddy? I mean, what? Stand here and pretend you being chased by Freddy and Jason. Give me that look. Go. And then this is what he gives him. He gives the bucking of the eyes. I don't know what's going on with this eye bucking look right here by this brother right here. But hopefully when he take his team picture, he don't be doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Nothing worse than that. All right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, indeed, man. So, yeah, Peterman, man, I think Peterman getting a lot of it's no fault of his own, man. He's finally following a very popular quarterback, man. And, unfortunately, he had to win people over, man. So, yeah, Jameis out. And, man, I don't think anybody want to follow Jameis, taking his role. Extremely popular player. Everybody loved Jameis. Everybody was rocking with Jameis for the last 4 years. He goes out to Cleveland. And then Peterman is the backup, and he just ultimately just gets just lambasted, because, no fault to his own. Perhaps it is a fault to his own. 4 touchdowns against 13 interceptions. I didn't make you throw him, but, it's just unfortunate. All right. Irvin says fix the defensive tackle position with a good run stuff and good into. I agree, bro. We need a good. I want a nose tackle, bro. I want a good nose tackle that can rotate in there. Ava says, Q, you guys must have put together every good play Peterman ever. bro, listen, that it looked pretty good, though, don't you? All right. Yeah. Travis says, it sure in the hell haven't impressed. Okay. All right. You hard man to impress. J. Rod, I said, at least Peterman didn't eat Chipotle for the first meal in New Orleans. Oh, yeah, that's right. He had a po' boy. How about that? Yeah, that's a big question a lot of people ask. What'd you eat? What you eat? Did you get some etouffee? All that kind of stuff, man. Chill out. He gonna get there. He don't know about the kicking spots yet. He don't know where all the good stuff is. He'll learn. And Tyron and the rest of them, they'll take him around and get him together. They'll show him little dizzies. They'll take him to Melba's. They'll take him to, I ain't gonna say Dookie Chase, man, because it ain't the same recipe. But she passed away some time ago. It ain't quite the same. Little Dizzy's is very good. Melba's is excellent. There's a ton of other spots out there too, man. It's so many of them, bro. It's so many good eating spots, man. Cause I'm from the city that I can't even be honest with you, fam. I just be thinking about stuff and I just go blank about all of their food establishments. So yeah, he don't know nothing about it yet. He'll learn. ATL Georgia Faithful says, y'all excited about Chase Young? Well, I mean, Chase Young's a good signing for the Saints. We do like the pairing of Chase Young and Carl Granderson to chase y'all Kirk Cousins all over the field. We do like that. We do appreciate that. He's gonna be sending Chase at you very soon. Jack said that's crazy picture is because of the first three he had his eyes closed. All right, he said, okay, now take one with your eyes open. Yeah, I think the brother might be a little bit throw it off. Well, don't y'all think? I think he might be a little, put a poll in the chat. He might be a little, just a tizzy, throw it off. Travis says they, a new singing group in Cleveland, the brother Browns. Okay. Jack says, Carr don't have, hold on, let me put that up there. Carr don't know where the place to eat Nola like he don't know where his wife. Yes. He don't know where his wide receivers are. Yeah, but I can tell you one thing, Jack, is they goddamn fault. Whatever it is, it's going to be the fault of the wide receivers and none of the quarterbacks. 4 QBs, Travis says. Yeah, I ain't going to consider Taysom. They got him listed as a quarterback. I don't consider Taysom Hill a quarterback. But he is listed on the unofficial depth chart as a QB. So, yeah, and they got him as a second string quarterback, and then Peterman, and then Hayner. So yeah, there you go. All right, Tim, what's up? Tim says He says, can Hayner beat out Peterman? It is quite possible, Tim. Thank you for the question. It is possible that he can beat out Peterman. He could. But then again, you know, like I said, it depends, man. Because see, a lot of the veterans, they've seen a lot of stuff before, so they have that advantage. Hayner, what, is in the second year now? But it's all about how fast he processed the speed, because truly, outside of the vet experience that Peterman has, he's been in the game for 6 years and Hayner been for two. Here, they learned in a new offensive system, so you can see the roles are 50-50. Jake Hayner, if he comes with his game and he steps up and he studies and he does what he's supposed to do, he'll have a shot to kind of see if he can push Nathan Peterman for that second string position. Hell yeah. You know, it's like it's even though, you know, he ain't exactly coming into his own, because this is when Jake Hayner is supposed to make a step, not the step, but make a step to show people that I've learned so much from my first year holding the clipboard, all this kind of stuff, and I can do a little something. Let me show you something. So this is it's definitely a shot. He does have a shot to kind of see if he can kind of do something with that. We'll see. All right, ATL Georgia Faithful says, if Young gonna pop Kirk old chains, other ankle, I hope not. No, I don't think he's gonna try to hurt him like that, brother. You know, we don't want to do you like that. But it is interesting, though. If you look at Carl Granderson, who had, what, 8.5 sacks last year, and then Chase had, what, 7.5 sacks last year between Washington and San Fran? That's pretty damn good. And this is the first time in a while that we had two really young. And listen, and the thing is, what's really cool about it is Chase Young's realized. This is, you know, he's realized potential. And I ain't gonna say potential, but he is at a point of his career right now where you could say in the right system, he can get better. I can always think he can get better. So could Curl. But having Curl Granderson, who is damn near unblockable, who is more than just an edge rusher. Cam would get mad at me when I say that, call him edge rushers. You know, he likes the defensive end, which would signify that you can not only rush the quarterback, but you can also play the run. Curl Granderson can rush the quarterback and play the run. So could Chase Young. These guys are young. They have really good athleticism. They can play the run and pass equally well. And it's a positive. Plus, you got Cam in the mixture for vet leadership in a role where he won't get worn out. He can play inside, outside. It adds some more versatility to his game. I think it does help the defensive line greatly. I just have to give the Saints credit, because I didn't think they would pull the trigger on this move, because I was looking at it like the Derek Carr signing, like, okay, you're not going to sign anybody that's going to push Derek Carr. Why would I think you'd do that for Cam? But they did. They said, well, you're going to get Chase Young. We're going to give him a 1 year deal, $13 million fully guaranteed for 1 year, and we're going to see what we can do. So let's see what he can do, you know? All right, anyway, man, let's keep it bucking. All right, Travis says $412 million. He can't win more than one playoff game. Kirk Cousins. All right. DLP says Saints are bringing in sleeper running back Dylan LeBou. I hope I'm saying that right. Is one of the top three. Yeah, I heard about that, bro. I'm going to have to look that kid up. Edward said he throwed a lot, but he better throw his butt on the line and block for Carr. All right. He says, do y'all think y'all will win the division? I don't know, bro. You know me, I like to talk smack to the Falcons, but you know I'm going to keep it real too, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know if we're going to win. And I don't know. Because right now, even though I do like the additions of Willie Gay Jr. to the defense for the linebacker, the third linebacker position, I do like Chase Young to add to the defensive line. I do like those moves a lot. I even like the Cedric Wilson move, even though I'm not really that big on it, versus the two prior moves I just mentioned. I think he's a solid wide receiver in your rotation, but I would definitely see if I could find somebody else as well, you know. But at the end of the day, it's still a lot of work the Saints have to do in other positions, especially the O-line. For me, and you mean another skill set player or two in a wide receiver room. And perhaps, you know, we'll see how it all rolls, but how Clint Kubiak could take the offensive line, that's the biggest area of concern for me, is the Saints O-line. Left tackle, left guard, right tackle, Ramczyk, coming off this minor surgery. He was up and down, knee issue threatening him. Could he really be the guy? We need depth there. So the most serious position in my eyes is the offensive line, and they have just one dude they just added, which is Ole Udo, which pretty much the offense coordinator, Clint Kubiak, knows. So he has to install his San Francisco version of, you know, his Gary, you know, his Kubiak style, San Francisco Shanahan style offense in the building, get Carr on cold, get the offensive line together, get the running game going. That's a lot. That's a lot. So I'm going to say I don't know, fam.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.